pack. Fourth pack. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Echad Dinei Mamonis, Ve'echad Dinei Nefashis, B'Dishah V'Chakira. You come to Beis Din, Sai Dinei Mamonis, Sai Dinei Nefashis, need to be done with Dishah V'Chakira. So we said yesterday, and yesterday we learned earlier, what's Dusha v'chakiris? We learned it over here.
What the need for Azrama?
Chakiris, no, I understand. But chakiris is more be'ezer yayim, be'ezer shah, right? And Dusha is more thorough. So each one has its thoroughness. Now, mishpatachad yelachem, that they're both similar. Sai, when you try to kill someone, sai, when you take out money, there's a din that you need Dusha v'chakiris. So like the Mishnah, Ma ben dina mamas dina fashis. What's the difference than dina mamas dina fashis? Who says there has to be a difference?
You said before.
What?
You mentioned before the differences.
Where's before?
Last time. Last what?
You're saying over here without caution. No, I'm saying the first Mishnah says there's differences. Dina mamas mishlaish. We'll see. Right, so the Ma ben dina fashis dina mamas dina fashis. Dinei Mamonis b'shleisha. Dinei Mamonis need 3 people. Dinei Nefashim, Dinei Nefashim b'ashim b'shleisha, 23 people. Dinei Mamonis, Paischin, Bainless.
Are we repeating ourselves?
This part, yeah. We'll make all the chalukim in the difference. Dinei Mamonis, when you come to judge Mamonis, Paischin, Bainless, Chuz, Bain L'chayva. You start off, the Masu Matin, they can start off, Sa'ala, Chuz, Sa'ala, L'chayva, Bezin says, okay, you owe money. So Bezin says, you owe money. And then they start saying, maybe you don't owe money. Or if I can't, you start off that you don't owe money. And then Bezin says, maybe you do owe money. But V'dinei Nefashis, Paischin L'Schus, V'ein Paischin L'Chayv. You only start off L'Schus, and you not start off Chiv. Why do you start off L'Schus? You only start off, okay, the guy didn't kill. Now let's see.
What does that mean, you start off? You make the assumption?
It's the opening remarks.
The opening remarks.
You don't let the prosecutor go first?
There's no prosecutor. Well, what do you think? This is a
very
important.
So, what do you first?
No, the schmooze between them is that even if the Adam came, but now, how did the Bezin between themselves, how did they start discussing it? This guy didn't kill. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's a Raya that he killed? Let's see.
It's an assumption, basically. We go under the assumption that he didn't kill.
It's more than just, it's Raya. It's how you start. Normally, that stays.
It's Bezin's discussion. After they hear the time,
right.
They sit down, and the first thing, what's the first thing you talk about?
Now she says, Tchila b'masu matan shadin. What are they discussing? They're trying to look for a schus. Right. Dine mominis matan al piyecha. This we saw in the first mission again. That dine mominis, if one said more than the others, which means dine mominis is 3. So if 2 said one way and 1 said the other way, bein the schus, bein the chayva. You go with the one, the extra one, with the one that has more.
The majority of one.
But in the fashis, matin al-pi-echad l'schus. When matin, we go with the one for schus, one more, the majority of one more, we'll go l'schus. Now, how do you have 2? You have an odd number, you have 23. So let's say 12 said one way, 12 said chayva, and 11 said schus. What do you do? Take more. What's more going to help you? You never have 2 more. You're always going to have an odd. It's always going to be either 3 or 1 or 5, whatever. When do you have 2? Good kasha?
Right?
The Gemara asks this kasha. Right, you take... No, if let's say one said any idea, so you're really holding by 22, then you add always another 2, so you'll have 24. Right, so then it is possible that you have another 2. Or else you'll never have another 2. Yeah. You might have another 3, but not another 2. Fine. I was on the Zayin Amalaf. Yeah, Zokti Mishnah Vayte. Dinei Mamonis, Machzirin, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chayva. What happened? Bezin came along and said that you owe this person money. So if someone tomorrow brings a raya that you don't, or Bezin said that you don't owe this person money, and someone brings a raya tomorrow, Bezin Paskin, and tomorrow Bezin brings a raya not like that, we retract on what we said. But Dinei Nefash is Machzirin L'Schus, Bein Machzirin L'Chayva. If Bezin said Chayva, then we go ahead and we found that Bezin said wrong. The next day, we'll listen to Bezin. But if Bezin didn't say Chayva,
after everything,
yeah.
We're about to kill him.
He made a mistake, though. made a mistake.
Right. So what does it mean? So why Be'im Achzirin L'chayva? They made a mistake. If Be'im Paskin Tzchus, yeah. Be'im Paskin Tzchus, and tomorrow you have, tomorrow you found... But the moment is we don't have Seth Shemaya? What? If the guy says by moment, Bezin said by moment, the guy is chayiv. Tomorrow we come and they brought a raya, we retract on what we said, no problem. They said the guy is chus, tomorrow a guy brought a raya chayiv, we retract, we have no problem retracting. Mashenke bedin nefashis, once you said chus, we don't retract, even though you have 100 rayas that is chayiv. Yeah, but see, I'm just saying, so what is the law? What is the word? What? Okay. Mishpatach adi elachem, it says in the pasuk. Okay, no?
Because it says tzaddik in the pasuk. Once it says tzaddik, it can't be in the chayav.
Okay. So we're going to have to look.
That's what the Gemara says?
Yeah. The Gemara has
the opposite. We'll see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara. So, but you have to understand that, I mean, if Bezin's wrong, they're wrong. Yeah, okay.
By Mamnes, it's not just supposed to chayav. There's two sides. Would you bezak one and chayav the other automatically? I don't know why you use questions.
That's a question. Zaka. He's asking a question. Well, the Gemara is always using Zaka and Chayiv. We're healing two different people.
No, Reuven is Tevei is the Nitzvah, right?
That's the question.
So who's the Tevei, who's the Nitzvah?
No, it's not just who's Tevei. What does it mean, Schus, and what does it mean, Chayiv? The answer is like Moshe's telling you.
What's the answer?
One's the Tevei and one's the Nitzvah. Like we saw many times, when you try to get money out of the person and you don't pay, then you're Schus. And if you do pay, you're Chayiv. Bezin sitting there and some Talmud comes along and says it's chos or says a chayva, we listen to him. But dinei nefash is hakol malamdim chos, v'ein hakol malamdim chayva. If Bezin's sitting there and someone else wants to say it's chos, we listen to him. But if someone else wants to say a chayva, we say, excuse me, you're not part of Bezin and you have no right to say a chayva. Someone who is melamed chus, chayva, he started for chayva, he could switch his mind and say chus. Melamed chus, melamed chayva. Someone who started with chus, he could switch his mind and say chayva. But dinei nefashis hamelamed chayva melamed chus. If you started thinking about chayva, saying chayva, you could switch over to chus. Aval melamed chus, ein yachal lachz melamed chayva. What? The dying.
You can't say two different times, one or the same time, you're backtracking.
No, you started thinking about Tzchus. And then you decide, you know what, hey, let me retract, let me go into Chayva. Each dying by themselves.
I'm saying it's two different
times. This is, yeah.
Sorry,
think of Raya, yeah. Think he's working it through. And we're so into Tzchus, we're so Vitzila Eida, that we're so looking to save him, that once you've got the train of thought of Tzchus, don't switch. It's unbelievable. Yeah? How many times do you think a guy got killed?
There's room to be mechalik between Mamonis and Nefashis. Nefashis, there's no other party. The other party has nothing to lose. Right?
A lot of times if you kill someone, the guy that wants to kill you.
Right, but Be'etzim, he has nothing from it.
That's our Ashkafa.
There's no advantage to him if he's able to...
The Nekamas.
Right, okay, but Be'etzim, there's nothing there. Mamonis, you both are equal parties here. Somebody can move.
There's a Chiyuv to
I understand. I'm not saying. I'm just telling you why there's no reasoning. What? No, I'm telling you why there's no reasoning. There's no family.
But he's tiny.
Mominous. You have somebody else is losing
you out. You want a murder in the street? Imagine.
Okay,
yeah,
that's why we have a tilib. We have all these tukim that tell us. Yes, they don't make
it. Still just money. This isn't the fascist.
No, but he's trying to kill him. So he's trying to say that. Yeah.
Money's still just money.
Yeah. Dine mominous. Donim b'yayim v'gamim v'layla. Money. We start in the day and we can finish the psak at night. If it takes that long, no problem. But dinei nefash is done in biyayim, v'gayim biyayim. If let's say today's Wednesday and they didn't finish Wednesday, you don't continue on at night. You continue on the next morning. Why? Because maybe overnight, Bezin's going to find some schus on this person. Right. Dinei mamanis, gayimrin v'yayim, bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Dinei mamanis, let's say it is a 2-hour court case, no problem, they can finish it. Start it and finish it that day. Dinei nefashis, goyim b'yayim liskos, we finish it that day if there's a schos, No, but if you're holding chayva, you automatically wait till the next day. Lefikach ain't done in Leib Erev Shabbos. You're not done on Friday. Leib Erev Yontif and not on Erev Yontif. Why not? Because you can't done on Shabbos. So you started on Friday, and then you're going to have to continue on Sunday. So what's the problem? Maybe they'll find this chus. So Rashi explains, because the guy's going to be worried.
Can't let him go through the tzar.
You can't let him go through the tzar. He doesn't know what Bez is going to paskin. And he's too fast. You know, I didn't.
Al Shabbos, or is something to do with Shabbos?
No, the Vav is not Shabbos.
Because Al Chayva, you can't do the next. You have to do the next day.
Just to wait, right. So the Mishavayit. Dine Mamanis and Atmeis, Vatahayis, Maschilim, and Agadol. Dine Mamanis, you start from the biggest guy in Bezdin. He gets, we start off first, because Al covered. So you start from him. But Dine Nefashis, Maschilim, and Atzad, you start with the low, with the Tanim, and the Bezdin. Why? Because if you're going to start with the Gadol and Bezdin, and the guy sees the little guys, they see that the Gadol said Chiyiv, they're automatically going to be persuaded by him, and they're going to say Chiyiv. So rather start by the little guys, and whatever they think, let them say.
Good, so let everybody get persuaded,
and
if it's a close
deal. No, if everyone says Chiyiv, then it'll be Zaka. Yeah, but say we're not for sure everyone's going to be persuaded. You're worried, they might
Why
be persuaded.
Why not do the same by Mamonis?
By Mamonis.
Why not do the same by Mamonis?
Because it's not for sure that you can be persuaded. It's not like, it's more covered by etzim to start from the God. It's just, here we're telling you a reason why to start from the God. Hakel k'shei and ladin din Mamonis. Everyone is kashrut to the paskin din Mamonis. Ve'en hakel k'shei and ladin din nefashis. Only ala kayanim, who's kashrut to dan din nefashis? Kayanim, levi'im, v'yisraelim, hamasiim l'kohona. Anyone that can marry a kayan, you have to be miyuchis, but not for dinei nefashis. So who's excluded?
Ger.
A mamza.
And a ger.
Ger. Right? Chalo,
yeah.
And yeah. Zakta Gemar. Dine Mamanis. Oh, we started the mission. The mission said, Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashis need Disha v'chakira. Zakta Gemar. Dine Mamanis mibina Disha v'chakira. Do Dine Mamanis need Disha v'chakira? Ivar Amin, we learned in Braisa, Shtar Shazmano Yikasa v'echad v'nissin v'shmita. The shtar that's written in it, the first day in Nissan and Shemitah, you borrowed money from me. Ubo Eidim v'amru, hechatam Eidim v'ashtar zeh. Two Eidim came along and said, how are you saying that this Eid is in the shtar? Well, they be yain plenty of money, yisim, what complaining? Two Eidim signed that the first day in Nissan, in the year of Shemitah, seventh year, this guy, Reuven, borrowed money from Shimon. And two Eidim come later and say, what do you mean, how did you sign on the shtar? You were with us on the first day of Nissan. So we say, Shtar Kasha Ve'edav Ksheir. We say, everything's Kasha. Why? Hashina were worried, Shema Achru V'Kasavua. Maybe they delayed the Shtar. Really, it was the Halva took place a month ago. But they just wrote on the Shtar later. So now,
post-date
check, right. Now, the check makes sense, the post-date.
But the Shtar Mezuyev, no?
The loan was earlier.
Right.
It was a month earlier. The shtar was just written later. They found the Eidim, whatever it was.
Right.
And
the Eidim were there a month earlier too.
Yes.
Then you'll be right. Exactly. From Shabbat and so off again.
We'll see. Zakti Gemara. V'isak adaitach. Be'in on Drisha v'chakira. If you're going to say that you need Drisha v'chakira, hey, cheshin and shem achru v'kazvu. We say you need everything to be exact. We need to know the right bag color. We know everything was going on of it. And Bezdin's going to go ahead and tie in, oh, you know what? Maybe it was really written before. I mean, what does that mean? You're saying that you need Drisha v'chakira. Everything has to be exact. And this man, the time of the shtar, no, that doesn't have to be exact. How could that be? How could Bezdin tie in? How could Bezdin cheshin and shem and it's good? So tomorrow the time, okay, it's a good question. Tomorrow, but I can ask a better question. Tikshulach Masnitsin, you asked me from a Braisa, I have a Mefayash Mishnah. It says, Shtar Chayv HaMakdamin, a Shtar Chayv that was written earlier, which means the Halva took place Echad Nisan. And you wrote it the Shtar earlier, you wrote it Echad Shvat. So Psulin, the Shtar is possible. V'amukharim, but if the Shtar was written a later date, Ksheim. Why is that? Why is that? Right? Because of if the shtar is written earlier, what does that mean? That means if I lent you money after I owed someone money, they could say that halva doesn't work, and they go and take the money out of that person, right?
They could be
good with
the money.
They Masha Enkin, Ma'ocha, you're just losing out. You're not. Right? So that means everyone's going to do this trick. If I owe you, if I want you to be gave money from someone else, I'll write the shtar earlier, and then you'll collect from the kuchas. So therefore, we tell you that. You write an earlier date on it.
But doesn't that second transaction know that you just wrote the date earlier? And that they're now being taken?
No. The other transaction happened the month ago. Right? I don't like
the second transaction. Right. Doesn't the second transaction know that by having the wrong date, they're putting themselves at a tremendous risk?
No, they have the correct date. Somebody borrowed money from you in December. Right? And you don't like that guy. So you go to another guy and say, borrow money from me, but I'm going to pay for November.
And the second guy happened first.
I'll do it. And then that guy is gonna.
But the first one that didn't.
The first one was a legitimate loan.
The people write mocha because let's say he wants to sell his karka. So if he has a shtar on it, he can't sell it. So he said, do me a favor, make a mocha so that I can sell it for full price.
So now, Bekitza. So the Mishnah says, Klav, ha mukhar and kshayin. If it's delayed, it's kosher. If Isaac could die, there'd be a dish of a chakira, mukhar and a mic kshayin. If you need a dish of a chakira, why is mocha kosher? So Bekitza.
Same
kasha, just from a Mishnah. Why did you go for this brisa, the whole case of Shemitah? Say the question from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mocharan is kasha. The shtar written later is kasha. If you need Yushev HaKiri, you need everything to be exact. How could it be that if it was written a later date, it's kasha? Says, no, from here, holy kasha. The Adifa Minoka, I'm asking even better. I'm asking from the first case where it's better. The Afila Echad Benissim B'Shemitah. The Leishchichi Inchi Demaisvi. People don't like to lend money on Shemitah. Why? Because we lent in Makkas, I've given them a base, but then Shemitah is Meshamet, which means all loans by the end of Shemitah. That's it. You don't got to pay. How do we do? What do we do today? If you lend someone money, what do? We make a principal. Fine. So people don't like. When does this happen? When does the transaction happen that all loans fall apart? By the end of Shemitah, by the end of the year. So the later you're going to make this loan, Pashtus Rosh Hashanah. So the later you make the loan, the worse off the end of the Shemitah year, the end of the seventh year, the beginning of the eighth year. So now the end, the later you're gonna have the loan in Shemitah, the closer you're gonna be going to the end of the year. So people don't like lending money at the end of the year.
Even with a principal?
No, we have to without a principal. With a principal, there's no problem.
Why do they like lending money now? Because they're still gonna get it back before the end of the year. Because they still want to get it back before Shemitah.
Shemitah. Right,
they're hoping to get it back still.
Exactly. So
if the paper says it's Nisan, when can you start collecting it
here? Right, so you have less of a chance. And then you're done. So therefore, it's not shchich for a person to lend out the leklamei m'shem echruah. You don't say
shem echruah.
What?
Less likely.
It's less likely to say shem echruah because ruah play more l'shtar. You don't want to make l'shtar bad. I feel like keep on the shvius soif m'shemetes. Since the end of the day shvius is m'shem machshuina, we machshu the shtar. So therefore. So we're asking from there that even though it's not mustaber to say ichrua, that it was delayed, and you would rather say maybe the Edom were lying, still we say no, Bezin's Tanina. So you see that you don't need so much Jisha v'chakiris. So that's what we're asking the Kasha from that case, where it's much more mustaber that we see that you don't need Jisha v'chakiris, and our Mishnah says you need Jisha v'chakiris, so Mikamakam Kasha said Shver. So with Gemara is ending for the Kasha, that how could our Mishnah start saying that by mominus you need Yishev HaKira. Here we're telling you a case that you lend someone money and you're delaying the shtar even on a year of Shemitah, which is not mistabra that it happened that you delayed it. And still we say that the shtar works. So you see, you don't need Yishev HaKira by money. The Mishnah says you do. And for the Gemara, Simen Chapash, Amar Abchanina. Abchanina answered, Vatayim, Echadine mominus. I wouldn't write two dots, but this is part of it, yeah. Amar Abchanina, this is like when you see.
You always, two baskets
of one to the cinema. Yeah, but you see a lot of times the shishi sheni, shishi, you see the things, hey, what's going on here? You know, why they make the sheni over here? Right? Many times, right? It's like a middle, like the next pasuk is good, and all of a sudden, middle, no place, you make sheni. But anyways, yeah, simen chapash. Amar b'chanina, so b'chanina came and answered. Dva'atayra, really, medayayis, echadina mamas, echadina fash, medayis, v'chakir. And that's our Mishnah that started saying Echad Din Nefashos. The Chum came along and said, you know what? We took it off. You don't need Dishar Kir. Why? People are not going to lend money. I'm going to have to lend money to you, and I bring two Eidim. Fine. So I bring two Eidim, and now Bezin goes ahead and these Eidim back and forth. And they're not going to have answers for everything. They saw the loan. They don't know exactly all the surroundings, what happened over there. So people, and what's going to happen? And if Edom, I brought two good Edom, and everything was true. But you got to Edom on some neons, right? Some little kleiner maisa. So now, Edom are finished. And now, okay, the guy doesn't owe me the money. So I'm never going to lend money to anyone. And Bezdin wanted that people should lend money. People weren't lending money. Klai Yisrael lives in Avos. Right? So Bezin says, therefore, Bezin said, you know what? No, you don't need Yishuv HaKiris. Even though Minatayr, you need Yishuv HaKiris. Bezin came along and took it away.
So the Mishnah is going
Minatayr? So the Mishnah is going Minatayr. Later on, after the Takana, they took it away. If so, if Bezin's not going to be Yishuv HaKiris, if they made a mistake, right, they shouldn't have to pay. Right? Why? Because I'll say, because it was we weren't Daesh V'chayk. If we really were Daesh V'chayk,
we would have found the
toad. Right, we would have found. Kolshke, they love him. Kolshke, they're going to be scared that Bezin's going to be making a mistake and all that. I'm a mailer, they wouldn't.
What's the passion?
Fine.